You know what the sound of the ladder, another session in the man cave has happened, and the High 502 Guys show has started.
It ain't Weezy F Baby.
He could come on the show, though.
Little Tucci, get over here.
Shout out to at Tucci Gang.
And Skateboard Sponsors. P, Lupe Fiasco, if you can get on here.
Okay, y'all. Well, hello and welcome to episode 4. Is that right?
Episode 4.
Oh my God! Drinking, smoking, straight West Coasting.
Woo!
Tino, what have you named this episode?
Man, the name of this episode is gonna be the Dope Cup episode.
Oh, Spodeody Dopealicious. Justin, my man, how many grams did you fit into that mammoth paper tonight?
Well, see, I thought it was 3.5, but I forgot that Buddy Boy, who provided this delicious chocolate for us, packs them in 4 grams.
Wow.
Whoa. How much do you get those for?
About $14.50 with my discount. If I didn't have it, it'd probably be like $17.
God damn!
Under $20 for 4 grams of chocolate? Are you kidding me?
Can't even kiss a weed dealer and get that much weed for that much.
Buddy Boy's Farm, we're loving your strains, okay? We're loving it.
We got God's Gift and Chocolope, as you've already heard, on deck for this strain review from your guys' farm today. And we're excited. Not only does it look extremely fire,
it's
at a decent, damn good price.
You know what? For the first time during an episode, we have 2 products from 1 farm.
Multiple.
Oh, 2 products, 1 farm.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're really under the microscope with this one.
We're taking cake farts over, I'm telling you that. We're the next cake fart, boys. Anyways, Chocolope is chocolate tie in a cantaloupe haze cross. This one's coming in at 24.4%. I love DNA Genetics. I love their breeders. And Justin, you were saying something about this is also bred in Canada as well?
Mm-hmm. It is a Canadian strain.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know this is because I have a buddy over there, and all he smokes and grows is chocolope. Mm. I'm like, man, that must be pretty fire chocolope.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, this is the first people I've seen that have it here, so.
Wow.
If anybody else has it, just send it my way. I would love to smoke your chocolope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like I'm smoking a stout. I feel it. I can taste that chocolate. I can taste kind of the nuttiness, the earthiness of it.
Sure, it's heavy on the tongue, thick on the palate. Yeah.
Definitely. I like it.
It definitely can taste the haze up in it, too.
Very smooth.
You know, from that cantaloupe haze, I'm a big haze fan. Back in the day, like, that used to be your upper.
Yeah.
When you got that haze. Oh, yeah, that blue. When that blue dream was hit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that blue dream.
What else are we reviewing today? You know what? I got another farm on the docket for you. Thanks, Buddy Boys, for this chocolope. I'm already getting blazed off of it. I took my $40 because, you know, here at High 502, guys, we take about $40 on payday.
$40, man.
And we're trying to get them fat grams and those fucking 6 strains. And we did it. I searched it out at the Hidden Bush.
Oh yeah. We love you guys.
Sure do. And I said to the bud tender, I said, give me a farm. You want to sell me great weed today? And she picked out Doghouse. And I got Tangyland number 5. Mm. That bad boy's 1 gram of flower. It says it has 33% total cannabinoids and 29% THC. So, you know, we know THC ain't everything.
No, it ain't.
But this is a dense ass one nugget of flower that we're going to smoke here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
If I were blindfolded and you handed me this nug, I thought you would have put a rock in my hand. That's how dense this shit is.
Wow.
I ain't lying.
Damn, son. That is awesome.
Is it just me, or is that chocolate? Does it give you a little buzz in your lip?
Yeah, you guys taste that too.
It gives you, like, it makes my lip buzz a little bit.
Reminds me of smoking cloves. Right. Shouts out to Jarum.
Jarum's cloves with the D. Yeah, no shit. What was I saying about Tangyland? Oh, yeah, Doghouse won a dope cup for this.
Wow.
Tangyland number 5, best pre-roll.
Damn.
You know, where we won some, they won one too. They good-looking crew. I looked them up. They're located in Vancouver, Washington, which is what I call ugly Portland.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? We got some Tangyland number 5. I got some Dog Walker wax. Mm. It's old school looking wax. Just some hydrocarbon. Mm-hmm. Looks that good. Was delicious. Yeah, that's Dog Walker. That one came in at 83%, and that one looks looking good. And I bought this a day beforehand, but the Star Killer is also something I got. It's also just an old school wax. Okay. And, I don't mind old school wax. No, back not. In the day when we first started, pressing, blasting, and then vacuuming all that shit out.
That's what you
this
got.
This is what you got. Yeah, you can whip it and make the butter, other products, or the honeycomb and all that kind of stuff, but just good old-fashioned wax. Mm. It was malleable. You got, a good value out of it. It was pretty damn tasty.
It didn't stick to your hands. It was fairly pliable.
Well, it was when you had the shatter game as well. So, could either get shatter, it goes...
Yeah.
Or you can get the earwax, so... I'm excited to smoke the Dog Walker. I've yet to hit that shit yet.
Dog House is under the microscope, coming in with 2 products, too.
Yeah.
Three all day. Heard.
First.
Yeah, I like that.
This is a first for us. We're trying to get a couple farms to test multiple products.
We're trying to just get a good read because we figured that, maybe one product is very, maybe not as open-minded, but it's hard to get a good read off of just one strain, As we all know, we work in the I-502. Each round that they grow is different. Sure. It's always changing,
Oh, absolutely. It's just like making wine.
Exactly. Right?
Our 18 Do-Si-Do won the damn Dope Cup. And I tell you what, ever since then, we've just been gearing up to do it all over again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. More and more, detailed analysis and everything, and it's just everything's looking good,
better every day.
Yeah, every round. So Doghouse, let's say this round of Tangyland, it looks right out of the gate
fire,
like you doing the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of, we were talking about testing and trying to find premium stuff, and
yeah,
I found out some interesting news I wanted to share with people, that there's a movement now to independently test products on the market, because I think now that we can get the shit, now we need to know what's in our shit,
Exactly.
And I read an article on the business news. The business site. And it says that Uncle Ike's was the first to begin independently testing products for toxins last fall.
Wow.
Publishing the results on the company's websites. Just putting their nuts right on the table. Just... It makes Uncle Ike a target for negative energy, but that's a really good thing.
I love it. It's a good business model.
It's a good thing to say, we've smoked some bad shit here on High 502. I'm sorry to bring up the past, but we have. The longevity of our show is until this is done, until every company is on the up and up, we're here for you guys.
Yep.
We're not a laboratory. Our lungs are the lab.
Exactly.
Our palates are the lab. Yeah. Hey, he's a good looking guinea pig, am I right?
That's a female size medium. And
No, we're talking about Uncle Ike's.
Right.
An urban marketplace and Lux. And that means 11 participating retail locations in the state. test their products. And so what they do is each retail location, they pick one and they make them spend their own money to buy the products off their own shelves. Then they go and test them for heavy metals, pesticides, and other things.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they publish that. Awesome. And if one of those products, it's not like one farm, it's like they just pick random stuff and they test it. And if that comes out hot, then they test another of that farm's product independently. And if that second test comes off hot, then they take all the products off the shelf and they accept returns for that product.
That's awesome.
So example, if you bought a flower that showed up to have Eagle 20 or something terrible on it, you could return it. I think that is such a noble
thing. That's beautiful.
That's a noble thing.
That's awesome.
So guess what, all you farms out there selling me swag, calling it gold?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming for you.
Hey.
Okay?
And I think we talked about this last time, exactly. This is, like you said, there might be some negative energy that's sitting here. I don't think so. This is someone who, and I don't know, Uncle Ike, I don't know if you smoke weed, sir. If you do, even if you don't, salutes to you. I think it's awesome that we actually have someone who's regulating and posting these people, because I love smoking weed. I love weed. I know weed won't kill me, and I would goddamn hate it to have someone who does die and they end up saying, well, it's because this was in his weed, you know? Mm. I would hate to have that. I don't want to have a bad name for stoners. So Uncle Ike, like I said, hats off to you. You're doing a great thing and
making the world a better place.
Yeah.
So thank you, Uncle Ike.
I love you putting your nuts on the table too. That's amazing.
Yeah, so let's get it going. So if you wanted to hit that up, that's OK Cannabis is the name of the website. And just for example,
is
like,
is that a OKAY or just OK?
No, just OK. O perfect. To the K.
O to the K. Yeah.
And then through a couple clicks on your mobile phone, you can get to exactly what they test for and some of their April 2019 test results. So fairly recent. Okay, which is pretty sick. A double Dutch pre-roll. They took an Oleum product.
Whoa.
They took a 502 processors original group pre-roll. I mean, you know, Miller Farms Early Girl.
A couple of names I didn't expect.
Yeah, dude. All these Double Delicious Synex Concentrate.
Really?
Double Delicious?
No. Wow. These are the ones that passed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, these are the ones that passed. Oh. You want to hear some of the ones that failed?
Yeah, sure.
Failed.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you we're fall at. Down, you go boom, you bunk your head.
Oh, and we're here.
You cry. Okay, we here to make you cry.
We make you cry.
Hold on one second. Okay, here we go. Oh, man, I hate to do this. Mad Dog 420. Ooh. That farms AK-47 flower.
Just from the name, you guys should have been fail. 87 from the 502.
What is it for? Boy, it's really heavy hard metal. To see the paper. Right? You're just going to just blanket them saying it's heavy metal.
I'm
who knows? Who knows? I'm trying to find out a couple of clicks of the mobile phone later. What did it fail? What did it fail? Alcohol concentrate.
And concentrate.
This is great radio. Yeah, do more research later. Yeah.
Hey.
Dog. Everything passed. It says not
Mad
available.
Dog 420. Step your game up, man.
Wait. Yeah. Everything says pass. I don't know. You know what? Mad Dog 42020. I'm going with Ike until I get more research. My bad. Oh, here it is.
Reminds me of Mad Dog 2020. And that shit would get people fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I never had it.
Oh, Skagit Organics Amazing Grace RSO Concentrate.
Ooh.
Those two things. Come on.
Amazing Grace is a strain I've been seeing a lot more of lately. It's a CBD strain, isn't it?
I do not know much about Amazing Grace.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
Really?
Buddy Boy, sure Buddy Boy Farms does it.
What? Yeah. Full circle right back to Buddy.
Crazy.
God, he's got his fingers in everything,
yeah,
don't he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Well, this Skagit Valley, Skagit Organics Amazing Grace RSO Concentrate failed for something else, too. You can dive in here. You can go down the rabbit hole if you want.
If you guys are interested, we're really not here to really put people on blast, but, you know.
It happens.
It has. It does. Step your game up.
Everybody can always be better.
Snoop Dogg and I believe Trina said it best, and Lil Jon. Step your game up. What you doing there? Step your game up.
Yeah.
That's what y'all need to be doing.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Snoop Dogg, at first I thought he was affiliated with this brand we're about to smoke, Dog House,
Dog Pound, you think?
You know, D-O-G.
Not D-O-G.
Not D-O-G. Also, if you go to look up this guy on Facebook or Instagram, Dog House has to be one word. If you start looking up Dog House Washington, well, let me tell you, you find quite a bit of stuff about dog houses. Located in Washington State or Washington, D.C.
A lot of custom doghouse movies out here.
Yes, bless their hearts. There's a market, there's a business for every person in this country.
Why are millennials building so many custom doghouses?
I don't know. Because
they're making bank.
I mean, you know, I wish I was making them myself. You know, you sell 10 or 15 of those a year and then buy the bank.
I'd want to be the Banksy of doghouses and then just leave a crazy mansion doghouse in the middle of the city.
No, yeah, for like a hotel for dogs.
Maybe not that big, but definitely for a few. I just leave it there.
Someone. What if we like went to areas that we knew had a lots of like stray or abandoned dogs, and then we made? What are you laughing at me for?
Why is that funny? Yeah. Why that, are you laughing at
that? That hurts my heart.
I love it.
It gives Tino a tickle.
No, I love it.
And then like we just make these dog houses and we set them up in these cities, and then dogs have places to live, man.
Oh, dude, like dog shelters that are fully sustainable.
Yeah,
I was laughing because I'm just looking at how high you are, and I'm realizing how high I am.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with this motherfucker.
And I'm realizing that, ladies and gentlemen, the High Five with Two Guys have 45 minutes left.
Yeah, that's all good. I don't even know who's this grinder is.
This episode, I really just wanted to get super fucking high.
Oh,
and, you know, to contribute to that, ladies and gents, I had bought myself a gram of gelato terp crystals from Canna Organics, which is a top premium cannabis farm in Washington.
Where in Washington?
Carlsberg, Washington.
The Blue Hole.
Oh,
the Banana
hole.
Belt.
The Rain Shadow Hole. Boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
And I also bought, because they had 35% off at Nature's Gift, which was absolutely brilliant. I loved it. And I got a gram of Grapeness Distillate. And you know what I did with that? Distillate? They came in syringes, which is perfect if you want to dose yourself or maybe take a dab and just cut it.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way, I'd say. Canna Organics, I would say go and buy their stuff. But I've mixed it in.
Yeah, you did.
I poured both of those half gram syringes into my gram of terp crystals, and I stirred it up. And ladies and gentlemen, this is that dick in the dirt. This will have you dragging.
Nice.
But like we were saying earlier, THC isn't the only thing. And with these THCA crystals, they are hitting me hard. They're getting me high as fuck. But you know what, ladies and gents? I plateaued today. And I was like, I need to smoke me a bowl.
Yeah.
Smoked myself a bowl with some hash on it, and goddamn, I felt so fucking high with that fucking THCA rushing through my veins.
Hash always gets you really stoned too, man. Hash is the thing that gets me the highest.
All those compounds, man.
Mm-hmm.
All those compounds. I can smoke a bowl of flower and take a couple dabs, and I will just be ripped. Basking in the sun. Ugh. I feel like a flower myself, taking up all that photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm. That's what I work all week for.
Yeah.
Just to be able to have that on the weekend.
So nice.
That feeling.
Yeah. And you know, we've been doing a little bit of different work this past week and a half than what we're usually used to.
All labor.
Ladies and
all
gents,
labor.
Mr. Terwilliger and I, we've been mixing soil for the outside harvest for our farm this summer. And it's fucking awesome. We got 7 greenhouses with... I don't even know if I should say the amount of pots we have in there.
Just tons.
No, it's about 30,000 square feet of growing canopy is what we're allowed to grow. And I'd say we're...
pushing that limit.
We're close. We're close to actually having every
capacity.
Single square foot, which
capacity.
Is amazing. With all the measurements
it's
and
awesome.
All the stuff, on all the calculations, we're close to having it. So
it's
an amazing process to watch a plant come to life and to watch this business flourish.
It's awesome.
You know, there's not a lot of businesses making it, you know? Mm-hmm. I hate to say RIP Mantis Extracts.
Someone I never thought would get the boot.
I know. So, like, here's the deal. The boom hits, right? And then the farms that obviously suck instantly go down. Poor business management, terrible products, you know, just something happened, a lapse in judgment or time there. But now it's like, okay, now we're finding out. Now that this is becoming five years deep into this rec game.
Yeah. 5 years.
Who's the hitters? Who's the survivors?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go conglomerate like Fat Panda and buy everything so you're sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like, can you be that craft batch cannabis, charge your $12 a gram and have perfect weed in the box? You know, I don't know.
This is the make or break.
This is the make or break. And when you hear like North Coast concentrates,
North Coast growers, they got shut down.
That, you know, it's like boom, boom, just done.
People you really wouldn't.
That,
I don't know.
It's scary. It makes me every day that I go to this I-502 job just try to send it just harder than the next guy.
Yeah.
Because there's farms out there that are making it, and I want to be that success story.
Me too.
Twice the size of ours, mind you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we're still today. And we're still right there, neck and neck, even if not a little bit better.
They're killing it. Everybody's killing it.
So we get it, boys. Doghouse Farms, We guys are crushing it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm about to roll up this Tangi land number 5, and I'm excited. Oh. Also, I believe Tangi was DNA genetics as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, and DNA, it said High Times named Chocolope 2007 strain of the year. Oh.
So here we go. Just tons of winners. Tons of winning strains this podcast. Mm.
That's why I called it the Dope Cup.
Is this the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dope Cup winners.
I wish I could talk about the Avengers movie on the thing, but you know there's people out there that haven't seen it yet. Mm. God damn, it's coursing through my veins right now.
I haven't seen it.
We can't talk about that, but what we can talk about is we can talk about Tino's meme of the week. I found this meme on Instagram, and honestly, it was on my Explore page, which I never usually go on. And it looked pretty funny. It was a meme where it has those four tiers.
I can do that. I'm honestly not very good at it.
It has a four tier meme, and it has a situation where they had a lot of them with these past Winnie the Pooh ones where you'd say something and then maybe you'd say something a little bit more eloquently and it'd be Winnie the Pooh just sitting normally with the regular said comment and then him with a top hat and monocle and suit on with his more eloquent answer. This is how I found him. Mike Gravel, he is actually a political candidate and his Instagram at MikeGravel2020, it will say that he's running. He seems to be an elderly gentleman, but he is definitely right there at it for the youth. He's got a folder of pictures that he calls dank memes. This guy's really hitting it hard. I'll tell you what, I usually don't vote, but I would normally vote for Bernie Sanders. I might fucking vote for this guy. Mike Gravel, hashtag the Gravelanche is what his hashtag is. And awesome. On this meme, it says hashtag Gravelanche community content. Maybe someone made this. It is his face with laser beams coming down, and it says in flames, shut the fuck up, imperialist. On the bottom, it says Gravel 2020. I love it. There's another one of him on the news with a picture of Tupac to his right saying, Tupac behind Mike Gravel 2020. Tupac Alive directs the Cuban military to donate $1 to Gravel campaign. Mike Gravel, sir, hats off. You got my vote.
Gravel 2020.
Gravelanche, baby.
Oh my god, dude, Tangi Land tastes so good.
Doesn't have a sweet, citrusy flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Whoa. Speaking of Gravelanche.
Gravelanche is all over the place.
Wow. Smooth.
What do you think about that,
Tino? Smooth. You know, with joints mostly, they hurt me. I don't like to smoke joints because they fuck me up.
And then like dabs.
But this Tangi Land number 5. It's really smooth. I like it.
Yeah, I like for it. Sure.
The doghouse knows what they're doing, man. It's
the taste is... When I smelt it, it didn't have a very super potent smell, and I'm also a little congested. You might be able to hear it. But it tastes exactly how it smelled. And it's not an overwhelming citrus, but you can tell it's citrus. Mm. I like that about it.
Mm.
Yeah, I like everything about it. The taste, the smell, it's not too harsh. The packaging is really nice. I started out in packaging in the cannabis industry, and so I love looking at packaging.
It's true. Yeah. If I were to critique this shit, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I agree with you.
I would say the same. The stickers are straight. 21 plus right here. Name right here. Was it easy to open?
It's just a decent product.
Because I know some bags are... fucking not.
You have to use a pair of scissors.
You know, I carry my pocket knife wherever I go.
That's a smart thing to do.
So there you go.
As a human.
Yeah, no shit.
Because we face a lot of...
Are we so far removed from the man who needed to hunt in order to survive? The things attacked him daily? I hope we're not.
The daily task that he might
If I see someone running, do I just immediately grab my phone and go, please help me, Siri.
Give me a knife.
Bullshit. You go, we were in cougar country today, and I heard a snap of the branch. And I was, fucking, dude, my inner Chuck Norris was like, dude, you can fucking defeat anything. You can fucking do it. And I was like, yeah, I can. With this fucking pocket knife. I knew I could. It gives me so much confidence.
Go for the eyes.
I know.
With the 7 inch of steel, I'll keel and wield.
I know. Yeah.
Pocket knives. They're badass.
Anywho, yeah, pocket knives. This episode brought to you by pocket knives.
If you like knives, check out at Nice Knives on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Nice as in K-N-I-C-E. Knives as in K-N-I-V-E-S.
Nice.
He makes some pretty cool.
Way to spell it right out, bud.
Makes it some pretty cool knives.
Hey, Nice Knives, if you're hearing this, please send us some knives.
Okay? Not for violent use, but.
No. Come on. What would you like? Would you like to send me a bread knife? I will bake a loaf of bread and carve it and send you a video. What else do we got?
I've got 4 of his knives.
Who? Nice knives? Look at this guy.
Well, I mean, maybe he just retails, but...
I see.
You know, he buys wholesale and does daily auctions, and they go for a really reasonable price. There's a lot of surprise stuff on there. Like, he'll do axes and... axes and things. All handmade. It's beautiful.
Yeah, hand-making stuff. Isn't that stuff coming back now?
Oh, yeah.
It's in a big way.
There's a blacksmith right near our I-502.
Mm.
Right across the...
Oh, sure. Right okay, across gotcha. The way.
Which is awesome to hear that.
Yeah, I was working on some tarp, and all I could do was ding, 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 ding. You know, they're over there. What can we make out of a railroad spike? Mm.
Yeah, no shit. A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father's Day coming up, so don't forget about me.
You're right. Nice Knives? There's 2 fathers here. We need
I'm really high right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. High. We're about to smoke 3 dabs in a row, or at least 2 dabs. You got some Dope Cup winning shit. I talked first of all about the Dope Cup winning Tangeland No. 5 pre-roll by Doghouse Farms. What are you talking about when you say Dope Cup winning?
We got some Dope Cup award winning lab from Sticky Buds. That there's sour diesel. It looks like cake batter to me.
Cake batter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very light and fluffy.
Their honeycomb line.
It melts really nice. Yep, it's the honeycomb line.
Ladies and gents, this is a fat container. This is not your grandma's sized wax container. This is like your stepdad is Mark Wahlberg container. Yeah.
Which would be a dream come true.
I wish. Mark Wahlberg, if you want to adopt me, I've already been through it once. I know the process. Get at me, sir.
Yeah, he can be unadopted and readopted, just like you did in that movie Instant Family, which my family loves, man. But I tell you what, when you start playing that Paul McCartney song, Mark, and it's like, someone's knocking at your door, somebody's ringing a bell, and I just like start weeping. I'm like, oh, God! I want to adopt them all too, Mark. Okay, but
it gives me the feels. Yeah,
he starts looking at all the kids that need adopting, and he's like, oh my God, I see what my wife is saying. We need to save some kids instead of having our own, you know, just like little baby Tino.
Mm-hmm.
Someone saved him.
I'm 23, by the way, Mark. So
yeah, but I like to think of him as sweet little baby Tino. 11 pounds, 6 ounces. That may seem like a heavy baby, 11 pounds, 6 ounces, but I read today that Clint Eastwood was called Samson because he was 11 pounds, 6 ounces when he was born, way back in the day.
Wow. What a badass. Dude, he just started off in the world being a badass.
Ripping his mom's vagina.
What they don't tell you is that 4 pounds was a holster.
What's that?
I said, what they don't tell you is that 4 pounds was the holster.
Came out with his Magnum.
This is a nice joint clog.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for putting the crutch on it. Very even.
Yeah, it's so fire.
Hats off to you.
Yeah. It was $12 a gram retail. And usually I was like, ooh, that's too rich for my blood. But I know some of y'all out there can afford that shit. You ain't got 2 kids. So $12 a gram. I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Let's try it.
For a dank gram.
Yeah, 1 fucking nugget.
Now, was that $12 with your discount.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
I just say retail, you know, what I pay for it up front.
That's smart.
The wax was $25 each. So I spent 25 and 12. And I was like, you know what? I got some change back. Fed my fat ass with a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Boom. Boom. From
oh,
where?
Oh, they got a whale spit. Yeah. You know where? Burgers.
Oh, oh,
they have
oh,
a breakfast oh, burger oh. right now. Greasy ass egg on top of bacon, on top of way too much mayonnaise, on top of some cheese that wasn't quite melted. So, like, it was all stringy. I was like, wow.
That's their month burger?
That's the burger of the month right now. On top of their patty, it was all super fresh because they were hella busy.
Ah.
And I was just like, kabow!
Damn.
Straight to the dome.
Damn, Frugal's, Port Angeles, so that's burgers.
Yeah. Frugal Bucks, dude. Oh, shirts. At Frugal's. Listen, if you listen to this podcast, we would like some shirts.
And a visor.
Tino, you son of a bitch. We're already asking for 4 shirts.
I'm so sorry. I'm so greedy.
2 extra larges, 1 double XL, and as always, a woman's size medium.
Ka-chow.
Okay, we're getting it. Be the first one to cloth Tino in your logo in a woman's size medium. He's going to look freaking hot, okay?
And you know what? If you guys do, I'll guarantee a video of... of me eating a monster Frugal Burger, which is a 4 each quarter pound patty, and I'll eat it all, motherfuckers, and I'll post it.
He's getting everywhere. So much protein.
And
all protein.
And I only want 1 piece of cheese evenly distributed through all 4 pieces
of
the meat.
Are you gonna go lettuce?
Wow.
Lettuce wrapper.
No, bun. Burger with a little cheese. Little burger, little cheese, burger, little cheese, burger, no mayo, no lettuce, just a bun, some ketchup, and some mustard. Throw a couple pickles on there and a few jalapenos.
Wow.
Everybody listening to this so hungry right now.
You just blew the guy taking your order's mind at the line. He's like, what?
And to make it weird, pour my drink on my burger and then give it to me so it's easier to eat.
No one's going to do that. No one's going to do that. You can say this. I want the I want a burger in a cup, in an empty cup. That's how I need it. And just
do what you gotta
no,
do.
Don't no blend it.
Ew.
Please make the burger, and then instead of wrapping it, please put it into a 12-ounce cup. That is how I need my burger. And just see what he does. See how it comes to you.
Alright, that's hot as fuck, dude.
I got a few homies from high school that work at Frugal, so I hope they could make that happen. That would be awesome.
Hey, Siri. Set a timer for 67 seconds.
I know it's a little off track and not weed related, but actually today I saw a video of someone who cut up who poured, I'm assuming, like heavy cream or whipping cream on a burger. And then they chopped it all up into thin slices. And then they put it on, like, those little weird new gelato machines where it's just, like, the,
No, keep focused, but your mom's texting.
And, it was, they were making ice cream out of hamburger. You know where they do that? Where it's, like, on the thing? And they just scoop.
Yeah, Cold Stone Creamery shit. Yeah.
They're doing that with a hamburger.
Dude, that's insane.
It's nasty. Fucking disgusting.
Absolutely gross.
Anyway, they make ketchup ice cream as well now.
Ooh.
Ketchup gelato, a place in Scotland or Ireland does it.
I don't believe in this. Hashtag keep my ice cream sweet. Yeah. Savory ice cream.
I know, savory ice creams. It's like, are we going there? Really, we're going there.
Well, coffee's kind of savory, right? Wouldn't you say so?
I mean, you bring them in, it's bitter.
It's bitter.
That's for sure.
That's true.
That is gonna melt.
What is and what is Claude going in on, Justin?
Oh, he is going in on the Dope Cup Lab award winners.
Sour D. Ooh.
It's very nice. It's a very nice flavor.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not terrible.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you know, I paid $15.
$15.
Not bad.
It's like, I don't want to say soap, but it's got this floral cleansing feel to it. It's not as gassy. I'm still searching for that old school sour D.
Old school gas, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's hard to come across.
But, I don't know.
It's hard.
Someday. But this one's pretty good. Okay, I'll give it up to you.
You keep putting that out there. It'll come to you.
Sticky buds.
Sticky buds. I'm going to get a nose on this.
Hey, sticky buds. You got shirts? Do you like sending fat dude and two normal dudes shirts? Send us some. At High502, guys. Do we even check our email this week? Justin, I'm going to light you up.
Look, I did not.
Mm-hmm. Check that email right now and answer your mama. When will you be home to cook hamburgers, Tino?
Oh.
Tino, you need to come home and cook your burgers. man, this cake batters is definitely different, man. Like, it's so light, you know?
Is it? It's like, pretty airy.
It just crumbles, man. It's.
What was I looking for? What was I trying to look up, sir?
Jesus, Tina, you are such a stoner.
I am high as hell right now.
You still don't know the answer?
You were looking up your fucking email, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. You're trying to get questions from the listeners.
Yeah, if you guys got some.
If I were to show you the notifications on my Gmail folder, you would probably be I'd probably be close to 15,000 unread emails. I do not check my email for a damn unless I know it's something I talked about within the last week.
We'll get on it. I'll make sure the email gets checked more often.
I'm so glad you're in charge of our email account, Tino. That's what we've learned
today. I gave it to all of these guys. I gave them the up and up on everything. Yeah, did not get any, but we got a subscription to our YouTube.
Nice.
And that is from Tia Lynn Lukens, who is one of my best friend's sister. So
okay. Thanks for the help.
And Gibbles.
Tienemann Lucas.
Gibbles is a...
Who's Gibbles?
He's a kid I went to high school with. Dylan Gibbs. He's a... not like super professional. He's like semi-pro esport gamer.
Oh,
that's cool.
Okay.
So shouts out to you, Gibbles. Thank you,
sir. Shit, better than me. That's cool.
Hey, thanks you for all the listeners.
So far, not so good. How do we get our email out there?
I've not been promoting it that much, but that's true. That is something that I will need to do. I keep forgetting that we do questions. Honestly, I keep forgetting.
We want to know what you want to hear.
Yeah, I'll ask anything.
Hey, Gibbles.
I'll answer.
Send
us some questions.
Tina Lucas. give me a question. I'll answer it.
Anything.
I've been answering questions all fucking day. I can answer a few more. Yeah. Like, how long do we get there? When is it over?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know.
I asked the same questions.
It's cool. I walked about 4 miles farther than I wanted to today. We're supposed to go to Devil's Punch Bowl, but I haven't gone there since the renovation of the trail or the restoration.
Oh, no.
So they got this tunnel, and we went through the tunnel.
It's cool, dude.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's so cool. And then we continued to walk because we figured, well, Devil's Punch Bowl has got to be on this trail somewhere. But no, it's right there.
It's right there, though.
Yeah, it is.
You have to go.
We walked till we got to Lake Crescent, Lake Crescent Lodge. And I was like, is that Lake Crescent Lodge? I was like, we've walked halfway across this lake. Like, what's happened here?
It's right after the tunnel.
Dude.
You go left at that.
I don't know now.
Yep.
Because we turned around and walked back, and then we went down that trail and saw the most beautiful freaking Devil's Punch Bowl I've ever seen. The water was clear. There. The water was clear, and there, it was like it was the water. The wind was not moving, so it was just perfect. You could see about 15, 25 feet down. You know, the clarity is. Yeah, I've jumped off of it a few times, folks. If you're in the area of Olympic National Park and you want a great trail, the High 502 recommends you get really high.
Yeah, oh yeah.
On the Spruce Railroad Trail.
Be careful though.
Go ahead.
Because it is national park.
It is, so you don't want to get caught smoking inside the national park. But if you go down the road past the, don't go on the road that gives you to the trailhead. You keep going, that takes you to Joyce Piedmont Road. Shit, it's like dirt road, fucking
Dukes of Hazzard. Anything goes. Really, you should sometimes. It connects you behind, I believe, Joyce High School, and then you can get it back. It's on the 112. It's way you connect to the 112. It's the old back road as well. Wow. There's a couple of those roads from the 101 that you can go over the hill or the mountain and then get to the 112. Several.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to try those out.
Yeah. One year I worked at Lake Crescent Lodge in 1999, right after I graduated high school. And in September or October of that year, they shut down the entire road to repair like this major thing. I forget what was going on. The road was going to wash out or something. So, yeah, you know how great it was to be able to, like, let's say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a beautiful September day, to be able to walk down the middle of Highway 101 with that whole road to yourself.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, so sick. Oh. We went swimming. We went swimming at that first little pullout, and you can jump into this bridge, this little bridge thing. And it was really cool.
Yeah, that's hot, you know.
Anywho, get you some of that honeycomb.
Oh, wow. I had no idea this was placed in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
So I would buy this. How much did you say this was, Justin? This sour even. Diesel? 15?
Yep.
I mean, this is a gram?
Yeah.
This is a fat fucking gram.
Yeah, like dude. I said, dude, it's so light. It's so fluffy.
You got a lot. Like, you got a lot.
Terps at 4%. Yeah. BHO. I get it.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, there's a reason they won the Dope Cup, you know?
Next, we're hitting this dog walker.
Yeah.
From Doghouse Farms. I'm excited about this. It smells earthy.
Mm-hmm.
Pungent, spicy.
Clock, I'd like to ask you, do you have a story?
You know, guys, here's the lowdown is I don't really have anything I've been thinking of. I've been going through a lot of personal stuff, getting my head wrapped around some things that I gotta accomplish, and so I haven't really had time in the last 2 weeks to devote to like thinking of something that would entertain you guys. I know that's super sad. No. I know, because I'm here for you guys at home listening in your car or in your college dorm
while you
bang your girlfriend.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Wait, what?
That'd be cool.
No. Two guys get too laid.
Yeah, that'd be cool. This is podcast to fuck to.
Yeah, it is.
We got some music out there that you can get down and dirty to, but the soothing sounds of the High 502 is enough for you to penetrate. I promise. So, Tino needs to be hitting this shit so we can
it's hit hot.
This shit up. God, dude. Kids these days.
There's two other people. I mean, I'm sure Justin has. I know he has plenty of stories.
There we go. We could pass the mic. You know.
I don't know what stories you want to hear, though. You gotta ask me a question, Tina. What do you want to know about? I mean, as he hits this dab, though.
Weed related.
Okay.
Life stories. Maybe if they combine.
Let's say like the highest I've ever been on weed. Now, do we want flower or dabs?
I think highest on anything. Any marijuana product. Could be edibles. Could be anything.
Yeah. That was tasty. Yeah, I like that.
Good. Honeycomb. Sour diesel wins.
I like it as a dab. I find myself getting choked out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Quite a bit. This one, not so bad. With the low, like 4% terpenes, it doesn't hit my throat really hard. I must say, this mixture that I made is like super terpy, and like I really can't do a fat dab of it because it really fucks up my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So, $15. Fuck yeah, I'd buy that shit, dude. With how much it looks like you get, I'm a guy who sees and I'm like, whoa. And I looked at that and I was like,
appeal is buy appeal.
Exactly. Yeah. And that looked like, ladies and gents, that almost looked like a 1.5 to 2 gram fucking piece of wax. So, yeah, $50.
It gives
bucks.
You a decent dab, too, if you get a little scoop of it.
Yo, we all just took pretty fat dabs, I would say. And where's the container at? Oh, and right in front of me.
It's right in front of you.
There is still a lot. I would say this would last me for 2 days. 2 to 3 days for sure. if I was doing as big as globs as
think,
we were.
But I mean, we just all did a pretty fat glob, and it was all the way full. Now it's like halfway full.
That's true.
So, yeah, but if you're smoking by yourself, it's probably a little different.
But who knows? If it's not, and you take globs like we just did on the regular, like the guy that we talked to at our vendor day, which I think, I don't know if it was Clark or Justin. I think one of you guys wanted to talk about that medical patient from Victoria.
Oh, yeah, man.
The guy who was doing a one-to-one?
Yeah, of THCA-CBD.
Yeah, he was a cancer patient. He was talking about some pretty crazy cannabis laws in Canada, too, about how you can grow your own medicine, and but you can only grow a certain amount, but you can turn it into whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
So you could blast it into wax and not be prosecuted for any of that stuff. So,
as long as you do everything yourself.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, man, that's motivation to get out there and figure out how to do it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Comes with trial and error.
Yeah, no shit.
As someone who's tried it and erred, it's a progress and it's a process. And just be patient.
That guy had, like, the highest tolerance I ever heard of, man.
Out of this world. This guy said he would go through a whole vape cart and not get high.
Okay, well, let's talk about the progression of people getting high and how high stuff gets you. So, let's say flower, is that at the bottom? Dirt weed, right? And then once you smoke flower, and you can smoke all day, and you can smoke bowl after bowl, then you, I would assume, move to concentrates. And the first concentrate I think of is hashish, right?
Yep.
Finger hash, keef, right? You start keefing your bowls, put finger hash on it. And then what's after that? What's after that? It's like finally we get to concentrates.
Shatter.
We get to concentrates, right?
Or
edibles. You turn it into some form, right? You take it and turn it your weed into butter, right?
Depending on how your edibles are.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's say you take an ounce and take two sticks, and then that entire ounce is in two sticks of butter, right?
Yeah.
You could get really fucked up off of that, right?
Fucked up.
So, and then you start doing that. So, edibles probably is the next progression. But then you, of course, get into extraction concentrates, right? And we're not hitting. Let's hear about it. Okay,
it's actually very tasty.
That was Dog Walker, 81% hydrocarbon extract from Doghouse Farms in Vancouver.
Very tasty, very smooth. I didn't even cough, really.
Yeah, I didn't even realize you were taking a dab.
It's nice, man.
I'm up in the clouds, ladies and gents. I'm high as hell.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Doghouse, you guys are just killing it, man. You really are.
It looks really good, too. It's got that peanut butter look.
Oh, it looks real nice. So now we're into concentrates, right?
Yep.
Now we're talking about distillation. He put 900 milligrams, basically, of medicine, of grape-flavored medicine, on top of 830 milligrams, right? I think that gelato came in at 83% or something like that.
Yeah, 90.
Okay, so 900. So, you know, those combined in 2 grams is, what, 1,800 milligrams? You're probably going to end up putting into your lungs within the next, like, you know, 36 to 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, okay, so that now we're here. And you're also eating edibles. But now you have the Phoenix Tears, the RSO, the Rick Simpsons, the full spectrum, right?
Yeah.
That's probably where you go from here, saying, okay, well, now that I've smoked as many dabs as I can in a day, and now it's like not even cost effective to smoke dabs.
Right.
Now I just need to be fucking high as balls. Like, I have the Buddha fucking zen-like relationship with the cannabis plant. And now I'm just smoking RSO. Or not smoking, but ingesting it, you know?
Yeah.
First it starts with rice grains. And then so here's the deal. So then so if you follow this principle, if you're with us and the High 502 guys and you follow this scale, this gentleman was saying that in one sitting, he would take an entire 1 gram of syringe of RSO and ingest it.
Yeah, which is usually 800 milligrams.
Plus, you know, depending on the strain or whatever. But so then we're like, and then he's asking us, like, what else can I do, you know? And we're like, you're pretty much doing everything you can.
We're racking our brains. Yeah. This guy is mixing a one-to-one CBD to THCA, like you said. And THCA is 99. And that's a 99 to, like, 99 ratio out of 100 this guy is doing the most he can do, and he's still not getting high.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did have a thought about him, though, because I was thinking about him a few days ago, and what if the chemotherapy that he went through damaged his cannabinoid receptors?
Right, his endocannabinoid system or whatever. Yeah.
They don't pick it up as not as receptive.
That's a trip.
That'd be crazy. That would be a really cool study.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know his story, but you know, that makes sense to me.
Maybe he was talking big, but I mean, if you go, well, I just smoked about 5 CBD/THC crystal dabs. Now I'm gonna have RSO for dinner, and you go into your mouth. It's like, damn, Gina.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do anything else, but maybe like juicing raw cannabis or something crazy like
mainline THC to your system.
How many more minutes do we have on this podcast, brothers?
I believe we got 10.
This is perfect. So yeah, to that gentleman, shit, we wish you the best, cancer survivor. You know, every day's a precious gift, so keep going, brother.
Yes, it is.
But damn, dude.
You still gotta hit that star killer.
Oh yeah, it's coming. I haven't hit this dog walker yet, but I'm ready for it.
That's right. But yeah, I did figure out a story for you.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
It was like the first time that I can say I was legitimately fried, which was different for me at that time. I was probably, I want to say I was like 21, 20. And I used to live with this guy when I was just getting in my first place. So we're fresh out of our parents' house, you know. And we're going crazy. We're having parties all the time. And we used to make gravity bongs out of plastic bottles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cut a hole, or you just, you know, burn a hole in the bottom, and then you fill it up, and you let water fall down, and then it pulls the smoke out. Well, we used to do it a lot. So he bought a tiny little Fiji bottle one time, and we decided to make a gravity bong out of it. And it was a tiny little one, but we took like a minute, maybe 80 seconds to drain it. So we were draining it real slow. By the time it was at the bottom, dude, it was like completely yellow.
Yeah.
And he was like, hit it from the bottom. And I was like, all right. And that was where all that yellow smoke was. And I hit it from the bottom. And then all I can remember is like, it was like that scene in The Matrix where they plugged him in for the first time, you know? Yeah. And wow. I just heard like this sound that I've never heard before. And I, like, my head rolled back and I felt a little vortex. And I was like, wow, like that really fucked me up. So I didn't realize I pretty much got like all the THC at the bottom. And, so I sat on the couch and my roommate was like, you good, man? And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm fine. And he was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And I was like, all right. So I'm by myself, laying on the couch, and I was watching TV. And then all I remember is like everything got real cartoony. I saw like this family walk in, like this, it was this mother and this young boy and this little girl. Right, and I was like, this is my family. Like, I felt like I was in their family. Like, I was the dad. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And it was so normal.
Right?
Like, I didn't, that's awesome. I wasn't, like, scared of anything. But I just remember sitting there, I was like, holy shit, I am legitimately fried. I didn't realize it then, but that was my first trip. It was my first legitimate trip was on weed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the highest I've ever been on weed. On flower.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Flower highs, man. They get you sometimes, don't they? Yeah, tell me about
especially
it.
Especially the gravity bong hits, dude. Those will kill you. Yeah,
I did one of my like junior prom, and I woke up to Beethoven 2 on the couch at like 4 a.m. in somebody's home, and my date had left me.
Damn.
It was a 64-ounce Gatorade gravity bong. So,
oh, shit.
You know.
Cleared it?
You know, just downed it. And that's, yeah. And then, boom, Kirsten Haney. Oh. Anyway. my bad.
Like, you blacked out on it or what?
I pretty much, yeah, what you said. Yeah. I was, like, I just sat on the couch and I was, I'll see you later. I woke up like, and then drove home and... Yeah, and then when I got into my driveway, I opened my car door and like the light came on, and I had a 2-foot Grafx bong seatbelted in next to me. Like someone was nice enough to put my bong in my car, but I was like, oh my god, just think if I had come like that.
Right.
And the cop's like, is that a bong? Yeah, dude, I had the sickest Grafx bong back in the day. It was 2 stages, dude. And it was plastic. So it had 2 bubbles. And it had the face of the Jester clown on it, you know.
Oh, nice.
The classic nice. Grafx logo. Nice. Yeah, and it was fucking blue. And it had old surgical tubing that connected one to the other. So it bubbled twice.
Whoa.
Yeah, bubbled and then bubbled again, dude.
What?
Hella fucked up. I probably smoked easily 800 grams of cannabis.
Oh, my easily. God.
Because it
dude.
Was like I kept it in underneath
2 pounds.
My spare tire in the Oldsmobile Omega. Yeah. I had 2 models. I had...
Or 1.5 pounds.
I had the 78 and the 81. Both shitty cars. Highly unrecommended. But yeah, dude, the Grafx bong was sick. Anyway, that's the highest I've ever been off a gravity bong.
Damn.
What about you, Tino?
You know what, to be honest, I was smoking, I didn't, off of gravity bongs, I can say I was mildly high. I only did it when we had like a little bit of weed. It was kind of like that, oh man, we have only like a little bit of weed, yeah. So let's try to preserve it. Like, how can we get the highest? And, you know, it was just me and my other buddy. And, so I didn't get crazy high, but I'd say like off of smoking weed, definitely the second time that I smoked. The first time I didn't get high. The second time, ladies and gents, I was using the old toilet paper roll with the tinfoil method, and I was smoking weed like that in my bathroom as a freshman. Super dumb, looking back at it, I know. Ladies and gents, I smoked, I think, maybe 1, maybe 2 bowls. I'm really exaggerating if I smoked 2 bowls. I was so high, I was taking a fucking shower, and I was standing there looking at the shower head. I did a 360 and thought I was in the dream world. I did another 360 and I thought I was back in reality. And ladies and gents, I ended up in the dream world and I went to bed in my mother's and my father's bed after I got high as fuck and took a shower. And I woke up to my mom asking me what I wanted for dinner and why I was in her bed. And I told her I was fucking 15 and I was just like, I was just tired and your bed was comfy. That was the highest I've ever been off of weed. Ever.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was nice.
I wonder who left that bong in your car.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of my homies.
It's awesome that they did that.
No, because we went to somebody's house in their garage, and there were so many people. And yeah. And then, yeah, like I said, Beethoven's Second was on. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And it was like up O'Brien Road or something, because I just, yeah, I don't even remember getting home. I was that high.
That's awesome.
I remember coming to the ballet light or whatever, and being like, oh my god.
It's gotta be something to do with like
so many
the
nights.
Plastic and the bottle.
Something.
Merging with the cannabis.
Thank God. Shout out to Grafx Bongs if they're still around.
Yeah.
Do you think they're still making it?
Hopefully.
If they are, we'll take some t-shirts.
And a bong.
Yeah, I will smoke out of a Grafx Bong if you send me one.
A 2-stager.
Blue.
Whoa. Jeez.
Well, we're going to wrap this up with doing dabs of Starkiller from Doghouse Farms down in Vancouver, Washington.
So far, your product has been killer. Your flower, yeah. Boom. Your dog walker, boom. So tasty.
Oh, Tina, who's your glass blower of the week, bud?
Yusheen. And you can find him on Instagram at EUSHEEN. Ladies and gents, he is kind of like your high roller glass artist. But holy cow, he has some beautiful pieces. He makes these discs that are incorporated into his piece, whether they're in the function of the piece, I'm not sure. They might just be there for, you know, looks.
Amazing. This guy does like incredible line work, and he does overlapping lines, making like, I want to say like Fibonacci designs. Yeah, and it's absolutely amazing. Justin put me onto him and said that he spends weeks making these pieces, just a week making the disc that has all of these some lines. Of them. Some of them, how intricate they are, but he's a high roller. It's really not surprising for one of his pieces to go for $50,000. That's how high quality of glass he makes. It's beautiful. It's artwork. Wording this with a dab. Clock's in it right now. In 10 seconds, hopefully, he has a little answer about how your guys' Starkiller is. It's good.
Tastes good.